Hey, hey, your friends, and welcome to a brand new Heart of Dating mini-series. I'm your host, Kate Warman, and y'all, I'm super pumped. We are actually on the final week of this special mini-series. And in this mini-series, we've been addressing how to date during a global pandemic. The reason why we chose to tackle this topic is because, you know what? Dating already feels like the struggle is real. And now with quarantining and social distancing, it somehow seems that the struggle has just become even realer. Am I right? So in the first week of this mini-series, we talked about all of your fears of singleness and isolation that have been coming up in this season. And one of the main fears we addressed was, will I be single forever? We also talked about three main ways to really tackle and subdue those fears. Now, last week, we talked about how to drop the hanky digitally, how to still put yourself out there, how to still meet people in this season of quarantine. And now this week, we're going to talk about how to actually date digitally. And that's also going to include some fun, creative date ideas. Now, that being said, you guys, I'm excited to announce that we are considering bringing back the videos of single Christian men. You may remember last fall, I posted a bunch of single dudes to my Instagram, and you guys were loving it. And since then, we've actually had so many requests for this to continue. And so because of that, we want to serve you in this way. But in order to be able to bring back the single dude video features, we're going to need something from you. The hardest part about this process is just getting men to submit videos. You don't have to be Christopher Nolan to submit a video. You don't have to have epic directing skills. This can be casual and it can be fun. And in fact, I encourage you, just be yourself and do something fun. So if you are a single dude that wants basically your own personal dating service, or maybe if you're a woman who just knows some epic Christian single men, I want to invite you to nominate them. You can check out our nomination form at bit.ly/singledude. That's bit.ly/singledude. All the dudes have to do is submit a 1-minute video of themselves, sharing a bit about them, showing their personality, getting creative, and then you're going to be featured on the back end of a little platform that we are creating, and you're going to be able to meet some amazing eligible Christian women. You really have nothing to lose. Boom, connections may start. Who even knows? What do you honestly have to lose? So again, go to bit.ly/singledude to nominate yourself or nominate a guy that you might know. All right, one more quick thing I want to share with you. Right now, we are inundated with so many changes, and this can cause some confusion, maybe grief, maybe fear, maybe even levels of anxiety. And I got to be honest with you guys, I've been struggling with some abnormal amounts of fear and anxiety right now. But something that has really, really helped me at the moment has just been able to talk to somebody who really gets it and can help me process through some of these elements. So specifically, that looks like going to therapy, and I love Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a faith-based online therapy network, and I love it because it is Christian-based, so they incorporate Christian principles, prayer, and spiritual disciplines. Now, to find a therapist that's right for you and your specific needs, you just need to fill out a quick form, and then you'll be connected to a therapist that meets your specific needs in less than 24 hours. You can log into your account at any time, you can message your counselor, you can get thoughtful responses back, and you can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all from the comfort of your home, in your most comfy attire. Yes and amen. Now, the last cherry on top is that a lot of people don't do therapy because of the cost, but Faithful Counseling is actually more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. So if you've been looking to try out therapy, then I have something exciting to share. Heart of Dating listeners get 10% off their first month of Faithful Counseling. You can go to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. You could also go to the show notes. It's going to be there as well if you forget to write down that link. All right, friends. So now we're going to talk about how to actually date during quarantine and how to be creative in your dating life during this season. Here's the thing, just because things like social events and in-person church services and in-person going to work days and travel trips, all the things are on pause right now, it doesn't mean that your dating life has to be on pause as well. I want to encourage you, don't give up on dating in this season. First and foremost, prioritize communication and relationships in your life. You guys, we were actually built for relationships. We need them to thrive. So this is not a time to just forego the relationships in your life. You need to prioritize them and you need to be consistent with them. That can include family, that can include friends, but y'all, it can also include dating as well. Now, when it comes to actually dating during this time, I want to encourage you that you need to really focus on being intentional. Don't just send memes back and forth to your crush to no end on Instagram, maybe even over text. Sure, that's fun and it passes the time, but I want to encourage you to take it a step further. Set up a time to have a date. A digital date, of course. And ladies listening, remember, you can drop that hanky. If a guy is sending you memes constantly, or maybe he's voice memoing you, or whatever he's doing, you can actually suggest, hey, this has been really fun. I'm enjoying talking to you. Do you maybe want to jump on a call sometime? Do you maybe want to get to know each other a little bit more? You can take it to the next level. You can throw down that hanky real hard, like, hey-o, I think this is fun, but, you know, I don't just want to waste my time all day sending you memes. I mean, that's not what you're saying, but kind of secretly to yourself, you're sort of saying that. This is fun. Meme sending is really great. It makes me laugh, but I kind of like you, or I'm kind of interested in getting to know you more, right? Now, to take it deeper, when you are planning digital dates, I want to encourage you to be intentional about planning them. Guys, this is for you. Now, ladies, this is also for you because you can definitely suggest things, but we don't have to just have really bland dates. In quarantine, there can be a tendency to want to forego all of our rhythms and our routines. We can wake up whenever we want. We can stay in our pajamas. We can brush our teeth at noon. We can move throughout our days at whatever snail pace that we so desire. We can binge watch Netflix or Disney Plus like I'm doing. And of course, you are allowed some space for some of that. Like, please, you can do some of that. But I also think that doing that consistently every day, rolling out of bed whenever you want, staying in your pajamas every day, making your routine be nothing at all, can actually be really detrimental to us as a human being. So friend, I want to encourage you to start creating rhythms and routines in this season to establish a true sense of normalcy in your life. So that means when it comes to dating, if you're setting up a call with a crush, don't just say, hey, I'm going to just call you at some point tomorrow. No, that is not going to fly here. I want to encourage you to actually set up a time to have a digital date. So not only should you make rhythms and routines and sort of plan out your days to have a sense of normalcy, but also do that with dating. You know, you wouldn't just be like, hey, do you want to get together at some point tomorrow if it's a first date, right? Or even in the beginning stages of dating, you wouldn't just be like, hey, want to like see if we can hang out tomorrow? That's way too casual, you know? And I'm not saying everything has to be so formalized, but we do need a level of intentionality, especially right now. This scenario applies if you met over a dating app or social media and are having your first date. And it also applies if you actually started dating before this quarantine season, but now this kind of time of quarantine and social distancing has forced you to halt the in-person getting to know one another process. And now you have to be creative and intentional with digital dates. So whether this is your first date or whether you were dating before this, you need to be intentional. Okay, so let's recap. First and foremost, prioritize relationships in your life. Prioritize communication with these people frequently, including prioritizing dating. And then secondly, be intentional in this process. If you are dating or you're interested in someone, don't just talk to them forever. Don't just make a virtual pen pal. Be intentional. And ladies, if you're listening, you're like, well, the guy just sends me memes all the time. Like I said, I really hate hearing the women just complain about how a guy is talking to them over and over, because the deal might be that the guy actually might be okay with that. He might be fine just like seeing you as a friend or just talking to you like that. But you're not fine. If you're getting confused, or if you want to get to know him better, then you drop that hanky, girl. Let's not just sit there waiting for the guy to read our mind. He might actually just have no idea that you want to go on a date with him. So throw him a little bone and see what happens. You don't just have to sit there twiddling your thumbs waiting for him to bring something up. Okay? Now let's talk about how to actually have fun digital dates. Here are some really fun ideas. I just brainstormed and I looked some things up. I asked friends and I was like, here is the best of the best list, okay? First and foremost, easy breezy, ask them to a dinner date. A digital dinner date, of course, boo. Maybe you even offer to Postmates or DoorDash food to that person's apartment. And then you set a time and you have the Postmates all scheduled up. You get their order, make the Postmates happen for them and for you. And then you have a dinner date over video of your choice, whether that's Google Hangouts or FaceTime or Zoom. Zoom is ultra popular right now. But that's how you can have a fun and creative dinner date. Another fun idea is to have a game night. An app right now that I have been loving, someone introduced me to this the other day, is actually the game app called House Party. It's so much fun. You can actually FaceTime over the app and you can play games together over the app while you're FaceTiming with one another. They have games like Heads Up on there, which I love Heads Up. They also have different card games and things like that. It's so fun. So that could be a fun little date night to do virtually. Another idea, do a virtual movie date. Just casually dress up a little bit, not like to the nines, but you know, use that as an excuse to put on makeup for the ladies and actually comb your hair, put whatever product you guys put in your hair, and pour a glass of wine and choose a movie and have a fun movie together. You can hit play at the same time. You can just make the FaceTime screen or the video screen like face towards you and both be watching the movie together. Another fun idea here, and actually I did this way back like a while ago with a guy. It was his idea. I'll give him the credit for this, but a fun idea to do this would be to buy your favorite movie snack and get your date's address and then send your favorite movie snack to them. You guys can actually do like a movie snack swap. So get your favorite snack, have them get their favorite snack, and then send it to one another for your virtual movie night. Okay, another idea is to maybe start a book study with that person. You could either choose a fun book or even a self-development book. Now, if you're in a serious relationship, you could even start a dating book. But if you're in the early stages of dating, I wouldn't do a dating book. I think that's a little too much, a little too soon, forces you into some maybe two series of conversations a little prematurely. But maybe do a fun book, like I love Bob Goff's super light reading, talk about the stories, how can you best serve people during this time. Maybe a self-development book, like any book by Brené Brown is honestly my favorite. Tons of different things. It could also be a Christian self-development book. It could be The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. That's my favorite book, like especially in this season. I think it's so awesome that that came out last fall, and now we have to practice not being busy. And that book is by John Mark Comer. Super, super good. Could be a fun book study book to do with someone. Okay, another date night would be to have a craft night. So you can order supplies off Michaels.com or Amazon.com and figure out a craft that you guys want to do and just do your own craft of choice with one another. This could be really fun to do virtually. Okay, another just fun idea that's thoughtful is to go notebook style and send snail mail to one another. You guys remember in The Notebook when Noah sends Allie like messages or letters for a year? Well, maybe you don't send a message a day. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but this could be fun. Go notebook style and send snail mail to one another. Now, it's not exactly a date, but it is an incredibly thoughtful gesture. And then actually in line of that, maybe send them a care package and get creative with the care package. Maybe even send them some toilet paper. Some TP, come on, y'all, or some Lysol or some Purell. I mean, I would be thrilled if a guy sent me that kind of a care package. Like, hello and amen. Bless you. Okay, another fun date is to go on a virtual picnic together at sunset. So maybe find a spot where you can be outside and just watch the sunset together. Do a picnic outside in your backyard, on your rooftop if you live in an apartment, or find a place that is safe to go, that you're allowed to go, and do a virtual picnic together over sunset. I love that idea. On the flip side, another fun idea would be to do a sunrise devotional together. So wake up early, watch the sunrise together, and do a mini devotional together. That could be really fun. Okay, guys, so those are my best of the best right now, virtual digital date ideas. And if you have others, send them in. We'd love to reshare them. You can message us on Instagram at Heart of Dating or over on Facebook or facebook.com/heartofdating. We want to hear your digital date ideas. Or if you're going on digital dates, let us know. Tag us. Like, this is super fun. So again, don't give up on your dating life in this season. You can date during a global pandemic. Communicate, stay in relationship, be intentional, create a sense of normalcy in your life, and then finally, get creative. All right, y'all, this has been so much fun. I have loved doing this mini series with you guys. If you enjoy this, I encourage you, share it with a friend. We just need all the encouragement and help that we can get during this season. Love y'all. We are a family in this together, and I will talk to you soon.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.